Welcome back to the Existential Hygienes Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're exploring how the existential hygienes can contribute to positive social change. While we've discussed before how existential hygienes can benefit individuals, relationships, and the workplace, their principles have a profound implication for society at large. Let's examine how each hygiene can contribute to creating a more harmonious, just, and flourishing society. First, epistemic hygiene on a societal level, which can look like promoting critical thinking and media literacy, supporting evidence-based policymaking, and fostering a culture of lifelong learning. Imagine a society where citizens are skilled at evaluating information and making informed decisions. This could lead to a more thoughtful civic engagement and better informed policy choices. That's what a strong epistemic hygiene throughout a society could look like. Second, ontological hygiene in society celebrates diversity and authentic self-expression. It promotes policies that respect individual autonomy and human rights and creates spaces for collective self-reflection and growth. You know, imagine a society that values self-expression. It might see reduced discrimination and increased innovation as diverse perspectives are welcome and valued. Third, we have axiological hygiene, cultural level, which encourages public discourse on shared values and ethics. It promotes transparency and integrity in institutions. It supports ethical decision-making frameworks and governance. Consider how a society with strong shared ethical foundations might approach challenges like climate change or economic inequality. Fourth, we have narrative hygiene in the public sphere. It promotes diverse voices and stories in public discourse. It helps reframe limiting societal narratives into empowering ones. It encourages visioning positive future scenarios for society. By changing the stories we tell about ourselves as a society, we can open up new possibilities for collective action and social progress. And fifth, we have temporal hygiene in societal planning. It encourages long-term thinking and policy and planning. It promotes work-life balance and leisure time at a cultural level. It supports sustainable practices that consider future generations. A society with good temporal hygiene might make more sustainable choices, considering the long-term impacts of today's decisions on future generations. As we conclude, I encourage you to reflect on how you can use the existential hygiene principles to make a positive impact in your immediate community. Remember, societal change often starts with small, consistent actions by committed individuals with the people around them. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that each of us has the power to contribute to a more harmonious and flourishing society.